Now, it's my pleasure to introduce Maud Barlow. She is a national chair of the Council of Canadians, founder of the Blue Planet Project, 2005 winner of the alternate Nobel Prize, and the recipient of Sweden's Right Livelihood Award, to name a few. Maud and the Council of Canadians have been noted across Canada for their support of publicly owned and operated regulated water and water services. Maud is also the director of the International Forum on Globalization. Please help me in welcoming Maud Barlow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for this absolutely beautiful introduction and welcome. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Sue. Thank you to the Oceanside Coalition for Strong Communities. Thank you to all of the groups here. The Council of Canadians works very, very closely with the Canadian Union of Public Employees and many of the groups involved here, Kairos, equality groups around the country, and it's just a thrill to be here, and I thank you so much for that warm welcome, and I thank you so much for coming out tonight and being here. I've come to support you 100% in your fight against EPCOR, and I find it distressing to hear when I hear that, I mean, I find it good to hear that 92% of people on the island don't want your public services removed. But I also know, and I've been fighting this for quite a long time now, that doesn't matter one bit to the people who've decided to privatize your water. You have to understand, this has nothing to do with what you want. This has absolutely nothing to do with democracy. This is about the intention of some corporations and some private sector interests around the world to privatize every single drop of water in the world, every single drop of available fresh water, which is actually a very small amount of water systems. And I want you to know that. This is not a case of, well, if we just assert ourselves and show democratically that we want to keep water in the public sector, these companies will go away. That's not what's happening around the world. These companies don't care what you think. It's not about democracy. It's about their power. So we have to understand the nature of the struggle as we start it. I'm going to come back to your struggle here, but I wanted to start a little bit out in the world, if we could, and that is, I think it's important to put the work that you're doing here on Vancouver Island, because I can promise you the issues that you've got on French Creek and other places are just the beginning of a fight over your island's water resources. I can tell you now, it's just the first baby steps of a huge fight that we're going to have in years to come. And I want to kind of put it in a perspective of what's happening around the world. It's very important for us to see this as part of something very, very large and, in my opinion, part of the greatest environmental and human rights crisis of our times. There are two kind of concerns, if you will, or two parts to the concern around water in the world. The first is that we are actually running out of water. Now, that's not supposed to be able to happen, right? We all learned back in grade 2 or grade 8 or whatever that there's a closed hydrologic cycle, and there's a certain amount of finite amount of water, and it'll circulate through the environment and through the air and so on, and come down in the form of rain, and we use it, and it goes back up into the system. And you know what I think it's when you think about water, when you next walk out into the rain, which might be tonight, it's important to remember that not only is that water the same amount of water that was here at the beginning of the planet, but it's actually the same water. So some of the water that falls on you the next time it rains, just stop and think, was once circulating through the blood of dinosaurs.